Hey, this is Ray Fuller from Columbus, Ohio, and welcome to Sunday Night Blues.
With Philip Ryan on the Cruise Station, 102.1 WLEW, Bad Axe, Michigan. And streaming on the World Wide Web at SundayNightBlues.net.
Little Eddie Clearwater for you.
Well, baby, she let me, I wouldn't let my guitar down. Yeah, my baby, she let me, I wouldn't let my guitar down.
They say they love the blues and sound. They make me feel so good, you know I've got to get down. Get down.
Guitar down. 102.1 WLEW, Sunday Night Blues with Ray Fuller and the Blues Rockers, opening up tonight's show. Philip Ryan with you as we bring you 2 hours of the best in blues from the Sunday Night Blues studios right here in mid-Michigan. It's a pleasure to have you along on this September Sunday evening. Ray Fuller and the Blues Rockers, and I Wouldn't Lay My Guitar Down, live at Buddy Guy's Legend that is located in the Windy City of Chicago. Ray Fuller, well, he's our Sunday Night Blues guest tonight in the Sunday Night Blues studios. That is on the way in our first hour of the Best in Blues. Tonight's show is brought to you by Thumb Cellular, Tawa's Blues by the Bay, and by the Pasta House located in Kindy, Michigan. Coming up in our first hour of the Best in Blues, Bill Blue, Candy Kane, Kelly Rutgers, and Susan Tedeschi. In our second hour of the Best in Blues is our Sunday Night Blues double shot, and tonight, Andre Beeson from Hamilton, Ontario, is our Sunday Night Blues double shot tonight. That comes in from Trish, who is from Bay City, Michigan. Coming up, she will be making an appearance right here in Michigan. The CD is called 570 Blues, and he's known as one of the brightest stars coming up as a blues musician. Lee Del Rey on Sunday Night Blues tonight with No Time Blues. Thanks for spending your Sunday evening with Sunday Night Blues right here on 102.1 WLEW, FedEx, Michigan, and streaming on the World Wide Web at SundayNightBlues.net.
Do you miss me, baby, when you're all alone? Do you miss me, baby, when you're all alone? Hoping that it's me, you pick up the phone.
if you see me walking, I tell you what you should do. If you see me walking, tell you what you should do. Walk yourself on down that line. We'll be right back.
102.1 WLEW, Sunday Night Blues with Gina Cecilia and Gimme a Simple Song. You can catch Gina Cecilia on September 25th at Callahan's, located in Auburn Hills, Michigan. Gina Cecilia on Sunday Night Blues tonight. Well, we invite you to check out the full lineup on tonight's show at SundayNightBlues.net. Tonight's lineup is brought to you by the Detroit Blues Society, going strong for over 25 years. And next Sunday, September 21st, is the Detroit Blues Society Challenge Finals. If you're interested in going to this event to see who's going to Memphis and represent the Detroit area, check out SundayNightBlues.net for all the details. Coming up, Ray Fuller stops by the Sunday Night Blues Studios.
Hey, Blues fans, this is Keith Blair with Ray Fuller and the Blues Rockers, and you're listening to Sunday Night Blues on 102.1 WLEW, Bad Axe, Michigan, and on the World Wide Web at SundayNightBlues.net.
We all have dreams, but some of us need help reaching them. Local musicians are struggling every day to keep their dreams alive, and you can help them do it. Musicians thrive on their fan base and the support they get from their listeners. With your help, local artists can reach their goals of making a name for themselves. So go out into your community, find where musicians are playing in your area.
Even if it's just attending a local show or spreading the word, it'll still help the artists.
Who knows? You might even like what you hear.
So give local music a chance and help someone achieve their dreams.
Support local music.
Hey, this is Mark Kerr. If you plan to buy a CD or digital downloads in the near future, make sure that one of your purchases is from an independent artist. We are the future of the music business.
Hello, Blues fans. This is Ray Fuller, and you're listening to Sunday Night Blues on 102.1 WLEW, Bad Axe, Michigan, and on the World Wide Web at SundayNightBlues.net.
Boom, 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 boom. Gonna shoot you right down. Take you in my arms. I'm in love with you. Love that is true. Boom, 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 boom. Like the way you walk, like the way you talk. When you're walking that walk, yeah, you're talking that talk. Talk that baby talk. Well, it knocks me out, right off my feet. Boom, 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 boom. How, 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 how.
I love to see you strut. Walk across that floor when you're talking to me. That baby talk. Well, I like it like that. Yeah, I like it like that.
WLEW Sunday Night Blues with Ray Fuller and the Blues Rockers, and boom, boom, boom. Ray Fuller is our guest in the Sunday Night Blues studios tonight. And Ray, thanks for taking the time to be on Sunday Night Blues with Philip Ryan and introducing yourself to the blues audience right here in mid-Michigan.
Hey, how you doing? This is Ray Fuller of the Blues Rockers. Glad to be talking to you.
It's a pleasure to have you here on Sunday Night Blues tonight. And Ray, tell the audience here in mid-Michigan and listening online how it all started for Ray Fuller.
Well, I got my first guitar when I must have been about 8-9 years old. And I think my mother kind of noticed my interest in music, you know, whenever there'd be music on the radio or television or something. And she kind of nurtured that, got me a guitar and kind of got me started with a few records, Elvis and my brother, older brother, had Rolling Stones and the Yardbirds and a lot of the British R&B bands, and I kind of really took a liking to those. That's how it pretty much got started.
Yeah, the Yardbirds with Eric Clapton.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. We're going looking back now, but I remember having a Yardbirds album, which did belong to my older brother, and I always would sneak into his record collection and listen to him. And I remember it was called Having a Rave Up with the Yardbirds, and I think there was a picture of Jeff Beck on the cover, but on the back, under the credits, there was this guy named Eric Clapton playing guitar, so
wow.
I kind of dug what he was doing, you know, and then a couple years later, my brother was playing drums in a teen rock band, and he brought home two albums that I remember specifically, and one was Are You Experienced by Jimi Hendrix. It was brand new, and they were learning songs off of it, his band. And he brought this other one home. It was John Mayall and the Bluesbreakers with Eric Clapton. And I recognized that name from being on the Yardbirds record
uh-huh.
that he had. And, boy, I listened to that, and I really liked it.
Ray Fuller on Sunday Night Blues tonight. And, Ray, at what age did you develop the passion for the blues?
Well, this was all kind of happened real quick there. From the age of 9, 10, 11, 12 years old, right in that era there, I kind of figured out that what I was hearing, what I liked, the kind of guitar playing that I really, really liked was blues guitar. It was kind of, you know, I discovered it myself. I you know, kind of grabbed me.
Played with a passion.
I found out, whoa, this is a style of music, you know, a particular style of music. Every time I heard it, I'd hear a song and I'd on a record or something, and or somebody on the radio would say that was such and such blues, you know. All the songs I liked had the word blues in the title, you know. So I kind of figured it out that way. It was blues that I really loved.
Ray Fuller with us in the Sunday Night Blues studio tonight. And Ray, tell us about Muddy Waters and John Lee Hooker, and what part did they play in your life and career?
Well, I got the chance to open a show for Muddy Waters when I was like 25 years old, fairly young, and I had my band, the Blues Rockers, for a few years, and of course I had Muddy Waters records in my collection. He was a favorite of mine, and what a treat and honor that was, you know. I did a double, two shows, and one afternoon show and one in the evening.
Wow.
It was so popular that, you know, they had to put on two shows, so I got to do both of them.
Wow, that's great.
And he actually called me. I was too shy to go talk to him, and he sent somebody out, and I was out in the club. They brought me back to meet him. He wanted to meet me, and that's when he made the statement that he thought I was one smoking hot slide guitar player.
Wow.
He went out of his way to tell me that, so I thought that was really cool.
What a great endorsement for Ray Fuller.
Yeah, great endorsement, great validation.
Yeah.
You know, doing what you love to do, to have somebody like that say that.
Definitely, man. You shared the stage with Stevie Ray Vaughan. Did you have a chance to meet him and maybe sit down and talk to him at all?
Yeah, we jammed on guitars backstage. I got to play his, I guess he called it his number one Strat, and at my sound check, played his guitar and played his old, I really liked his old steel-bodied Dobro-style guitar that he had.
Uh-huh.
I had a few of those myself. He kind of kept to himself, though, a lot. But we did get to chat a little bit. I believe that was when he had his first national tour.
Uh-huh.
And he was under a lot of pressure to, you know, perform and everything and do well. And he was, I think he had the drug issues at the time.
Yeah.
So you could tell he had lost his voice. He couldn't sing. That first tour had to be rough on him.
Yeah, I had a chance to see him in concert with Joe Cocker.
Mm-hmm.
No, that was 2 months before the tragedy happened with him.
Yeah, the first night I got to work with him was in Cleveland, Ohio, and he just had a really bad night that night, and he canceled the next two or three shows so he could rest his voice. And I hooked up with his band. Our bands got together and did another show in Cincinnati a few days later, and he was at peak form. Oh, wow. Man, was he awesome.
Ray Fuller on Sunday Night Blues tonight. And, Ray, you formed your band back in 1974 and 1978. You released a CD or album back in the 70s, as they would call it. How exciting was that for your band heading in the right direction?
Well, that was a self-produced album. I paid for that myself. Record companies, even the small ones, weren't really signing a lot of blues artists back then.
Mm-hmm.
But I did that album so kind of as a way to market myself and get better paying gigs and such, and help my career along, and which it did. And I started traveling around the Midwest from there, put out more albums, and just kind of grew from there.
Big city woman made a fool out of me. Big city woman made a fool out of me. I'm just a country boy, that's all I'll ever be. Big city woman, you know she ruined my life. Big city woman, you know she ruined my life. Well, I'm going back home, back to my kids and wife. Silver and gold. Big city woman took my silver and gold. She played me like a fool. How could you be so cold? So bad, the best damn loving I most ever had.
W-L-E-W, Sunday Night Blues with Big City Woman by Ray Fuller and the Blues Rockers. More with Ray Fuller, our guest in the Sunday Night Blues studios, in our next hour of The Best in Blues. Tonight's show is brought to you by Taos Blues by the Bay. They are already gearing up for next year's Taos Blues by the Bay Festival. Rated in the top three in the state of Michigan, Taos Blues by the Bay, they thank you, the blues lovers, for another great year and look forward to seeing you next year. Taos Blues by the Bay, proud sponsors of Sunday Night Blues. Coming up, Kelly Rutgers, Bill Blue, and up next, the feeling that music brings.
Hi, this is Greg Allman, and you're listening to Sunday Night Blues with Philip Ryan.
On the Cruise Station, 102.1 WLEW, Bad Axe, Michigan. And streaming on the World Wide Web at SundayNightBlues.net.
Are you looking to hire an IT specialist, or a logistics expert, a medical technician, or a security professional? Well, there are some very qualified candidates out there. America's wounded warriors. These men and women returning from battle are eager to get back to life at home and a good job. Some have wounds you can see, and some have wounds you can't see, like post-traumatic stress disorder. For these accomplished professionals, Wounded Warrior Project has developed the Warriors to Work program, a career counseling service that helps wounded warriors translate their military experience to the civilian workplace. These warriors have world-class job skills and a unique perspective on teamwork. And to ensure proper placement for each individual, Wounded Warrior Project works with employers to find just the right candidate for the job. When your company is looking to hire talented, highly trained employees, contact Wounded Warrior Project at findwwp.org. Welcome home the brave.
Taos Blues by the Bay takes its time to thank everyone for a huge success for this year's Taos Blues by the Bay Festival. This year's festival set records in attendance, vendor sales, and ticket sales. Thanks to the volunteers and staff for what might go down as the most successful Taos Blues by the Bay Festival so far. But they're not done yet. The bar has been set, and next year promises to be even more exciting for Taos Blues by the Bay. The festival ranks in the top three in the state of Michigan, so make your plans for next year's Taos Blues by the Bay. Here's how you remember. It's the weekend before Labor Day in the month of August. Taos Blues by the Bay, located on the corner of Newman Street and U.S. 23 in the beautiful Harbor Park. Walking distance to the State Dock and downtown East Taos, overlooking beautiful Taos Bay. Visit bluesbythebaytaos.org for more information and like them on Facebook. Taos Blues by the Bay. If you missed this year's festival, you missed a good one. So we'll see you next year for Taos Blues by the Bay. Visit them at bluesbythebaytaos.org or sundaynightblues.net.
You are listening to Sunday Night Blues with Philip Ryan on the Cruise Station, 102.1 WLEW, Bad Axe, Michigan. And streaming on the World Wide Web at sundaynightblues.net.
Feeling the music brings.
102.1 WLEW, Sunday Night Blues with Susan Tedeschi along with Derek Trucks and the Feeling Music Brains. That's off her CD called Wait For Me. Welcome back to the Best in Blues. Philip Ryan, your host. It's a pleasure to have you along on this September Sunday evening. Tonight's show is brought to you by Thumb Cellular, your leading wireless provider in the thumb. Thumb Cellular offers family plans, college connections, and 4G LTE. Call 1-800-443-5057 to get connected today. Thumb Cellular, your leading wireless provider in the thumb. Check them out at SundayNightBlues.net. Kelly Rucker on Sunday Night Blues tonight with Blues is Blues.
This is Kelly Rucker from Los Angeles, California, and I'd like to welcome you to the Sunday Night Blues.
Well, my dirty mind again left me in a mess of sin. Blame it all on myself. Well, I'm so tired that I can't sleep. There's a car coming up the street. Face of flowers on the shelf. They've all dried up and faded. The glass is all clouded, full of pain and bad memories. Rose is my favorite. To keep me hanging on, but I see through all the lies, tear me up and hurt my pride just like a thorn in my side. Take my power and my name, toss them out into the rain, wet and cold, worn and used. Roses might be red, blues is blue. Your best just ain't good enough, and it's time for me to leave. Gonna have to let me go. One thing for sure I know, you're like a twisted vine strangling me. Chairs are high on the table, but I'd just be dancing with the sin between my teeth. Red, but blues is blues.
102.1 WLEW, Sunday Night Blues with Bill Blue and a Brand New Man. That's off his latest CD called Modulation. You can check out Bill Blue and the full lineup at SundayNightBlues.net. Click on the link and support our musicians on Sunday Night Blues tonight. We hope you enjoyed our first hour of The Best in Blues. Coming up in our second hour of The Best in Blues, Candy Kane, Alice Stewart, Etta James, Greg Nagy, and our Sunday Night Blues Double Shot with Andre Beeson. And we continue our interview with Ray Fuller from Ray Fuller and the Blues Rockers here in the Sunday Night Blues Studios tonight on 102.1 WLEW, BedEx, Michigan, and streaming on the World Wide Web at SundayNightBlues.net.
Don't tell me how I get my blues.
Hey there, my fellow Michiganders. My name is Greg Nagy, and you're listening to my man, Philip Ryan, on the Sunday Night Blues.
On the Cruise Station, 102.1 WLEW, BedEx, Michigan, and streaming on the World Wide Web at SundayNightBlues.net. Shame of yourself.
telling poor folk, got a woman on by your seat. Oh, when I leave him, I'm gonna catch that Eminem. Say, when I leave him, I'm gonna catch that Eminem. I'm heading way down south, where I've never been before.
One 102.1 WLEW, Sunday Night Blues with Greg Nagy and M&O Blues. Greg Nagy is from Grand Blanc, Michigan, right here in our backyard of the Sunday Night Blues studios. Greg is now the house band with Scooter's Bar and Grill. They are located just outside of Flint, Michigan. Check out Greg Nagy and his news at SundayNightBlues.net. Welcome back to Sunday Night Blues. Philip Ryan, your host. Coming up in this hour of the best in blues out of James, Alice Stewart, and our Sunday Night Blues Double Shot with Andre Beeson. We have Ray Fuller with us in the Sunday Night Blues studios. That is coming up in this hour of the Best in Blues. And if you missed our first part of the interview, you can catch it after the show tonight. We have a podcast at SundayNightBlues.net. Candy Cane on Sunday Night Blues tonight with Invisible Woman on Sunday Night Blues with Philip Ryan.
You won't see me on the newsstand, on the TV. I'm not her. I'm not thin or young or rich enough to be worshipped by the world. I'm the invisible woman who everyone looks through. I'm invisible and I'm sitting next to you. Make sure I'm still here. I'm not pretty. I'm not worthy. They all scream it in my ear. An invisible woman. They pretend that they don't see. Invisible. There's a million more like me. Child, that's what people say. Who teaches us to choose ourselves when we're not allowed to play? Most of us don't look like a model movie star, but little girls are growing up not knowing who they are.
little story I'd like to tell y'all. The story was about a guy that was a young man and he liked to gamble. He related everything to cards. He related his life to cards, you know, like an ace, a deuce, a tray, a four, a five, a six, a ten, a jack, a king, a queen. Everything. Matter of fact, he used to always just go around and say these things to himself like, stack decks. He named this song Stack Deck. He would say, hey, stand back, baby. Yes, that's all, baby. Wait a minute, y'all, don't look at me like that. Let me tell you. If you're gonna play cards, baby, well, don't you know you got to deal sometime. Well, if you gotta play cards, baby, yeah. Yeah, you know you got to deal sometime. And listen. Ace is for the first time that I met you. Deuce is for the second time, baby. There was no one but just us two. Trey is for the third party. And darling, you know her name. Fourth is for the fourth time that you tried to play the same old game. Five is for the 5 years that you used me for a clown. Six is for the sixth time that you tried to put me down. Seventh is for the seventh of the month when you came every Friday to collect my pay. Eighth is for the eighth of the month, child. You stayed away. Nine is for the 9 years I worked hard every day. 10th is the 10th of the month, child. You came every Friday to collect my pay. Well, the Jack, he's your lover, and you're using me for a clown. King means good looking, Papa, but you're trying to put me down. But the Queen, that's me, and I'm about to wear my crown. So be careful, good looking daddy. You ain't dead when the deal go down. You gon' play cards, baby. Well, don't you know you got a deal sometime. And if you're gonna play cards, baby, remember stack deck. And you're gonna have to deal sometime. Now, listen. I want this young man to tell y'all. What you say there? Hey, fella.
Yeah, what's up?
Why don't you tell him what you think about that?
I don't think nothing.
What you think about stack deck? Hey, young man.
You talking to me?
Now listen.
This is for the first time I met you. Deuce is for the second time. There was no one but just us two. Trey is for the third party. And darling, you know his name. Four is for the fourth time. You tried to play the same old game. Now,
5 is for the 5 years that rumors been going around. Yeah, they have. The 6 is for the 6 days you was gone, nowhere to be found. Now the 7 is for the 7 days of the week that I work hard every day. Yeah. The 8 is for the 8th time, baby, you done ran off with my pay.
Oh, yeah.
The 9 is for the 9 times you used me for your gold.
Yeah, that's right.
The 10 is for the 10 attempts, baby, you other men tried to cut my throat.
Yes, I tell you.
Now the Jack, he's your lover.
Uh-huh.
And that Joker thinks he's playing me for a fool. Yeah. The queen means pretty mama.
That's me.
About to make me lose my cool. Listen here. Well, the king, that's me.
Yeah, that's
and
me.
I'm about to wear my crown. So be careful, pretty baby. You ain't dead when the deal goes down.
If you're gonna play cards, baby, let me tell you, you got the deal. Sometime. If you're gonna play cards, baby, remember stack deck now, cause you're gonna have to deal sometime. Gotta deal sometime. Oh, baby, I swear, you gotta deal. You gotta play cards sometime. Oh. To deal sometime.
102.1 WLEW Sunday Night Blues, released back in 2003 off Etta James' CD called Let's Roll. We just heard Stack Deck, Miss Etta James, also known as Miss Peaches and the matriarch of R&B. Born back in 1938, she passed away at the age of 73 back in 2012. Miss Etta James, always a pleasure to have her here on Sunday Night Blues tonight. Coming up, our interview with Ray Fuller.
You are listening to Sunday Night Blues with Philip Ryan on the Cruise Station, 102.1 WLEW, Bad Axe, Michigan. And streaming on the World Wide Web at SundayNightBlues.net.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from the National Safety Council.
Times are tough. Sometimes it's hard to earn even a buck.
Hey, mister, you want to buy some lemonade?
Scram! Nice try, kid.
If it's that hard to make a quick buck, how hard must it be to make a quick 50 bucks?
All right, we're going to infiltrate here, here, and here, and the diamond will be ours.
Or maybe.
So you're sure you want to sell your kidneys?
Absolutely.
All right.
Or you could simply refer a friend to Thumb Cellular. That's right, at Thumb Cellular, it pays to refer a friend. When your friend switches to Thumb Cellular, you'll earn $50 off your next bill, and your friend will get $50 off too. That's $50 for you and $50 for a friend you refer to Thumb Cellular. See Thumb Cellular's offices in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky for details. Terms of service apply. That's Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb.
You love Thumb Cellular.
Tell you boys a story. I want you to heed the call. I'll tell you boys a story. I want you to heed the call. Just like on the water, you can't mix love and alcohol. When I come home a drinking, my baby make me sleep out in the hall. Drinking, my baby makes me sleep out in the hall. Yeah, just like on the water, you can't mix love and alcohol. Love and alcohol. Treat her when I'm drinking. I get low down evil ways. Mistreat her when I'm drinking. I get low down evil ways. said, if you don't stop your drinking, daddy, you can start to count the days. Count the days till I leave you. Don't leave me, baby.
WLEW, Sunday Night Blues with Ray Fuller and the Blues Rockers and Love and Alcohol. That's off this CD called Live at Buddy Guy's Legend. And welcome back to Sunday Night Blues, Ray.
Hey, how you doing?
Ray, tell us about your unique style of slide guitar playing.
Well, it's a combination of influences. They all come together, I guess, to come out, you know, in my own style. You know, you got Muddy Waters in there. You got Elmore James, Hal Dog Taylor. I listen to all those guys. I guess one of my recent reviews compared my playing to Earl Hooker.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Which, he was quite well known as a really great slide player. So I was flattered at that the reviewer saw that connection, that similarity. So that was Living Blues Magazine, actually.
I look forward to seeing you in concert. I haven't had the chance yet, but you've been pretty close. I mean, you can't get any closer than Alpina.
Yeah. Alpina's on the way up there from where you're at.
It's right.
A little bit beyond, and we've been up there twice now. Love it up there. Did great at their festival, and we just got back from Marquette, Michigan, playing their festival with Lurie Bell, Nikki Hill.
I heard nothing but good things about Marquette.
Yeah, it's a nice festival.
Ray Fuller on Sunday Night Blues tonight with Philip Ryan. And Ray, you had one of those nights to remember. You played in front of Buddy Guy at the world famous Buddy Guy's Legend and released your latest CD called
Ray Fuller and the Blues Rockers, live at Buddy Guy's Legend, Chicago. It just, you know, it describes exactly what it is.
Yeah.
That's the title.
What was it like to play in front of Buddy?
Oh, it was great. You know, he's kind of hands-on when he's at his club. He's out there mingling with the people, and on a weeknight, I guess you'll even find him behind the bar serving sometimes. But he's quite a celebrity now, so he probably doesn't get the chance to do that. But Buddy and I go way back, although he may not remember it. But we did shows together back in the 80s. Yeah, early in my career. And it was a thrill. I'm actually a Saturday night headliner, a regular headliner at Buddy Guy's.
That's what I was reading.
Two or three times a year.
How big is the place, Buddy Guy's Legend? How big is the place?
Buddy Guy's, I think it's 400-seater, maybe.
We're at the greatest blues bar in the world, as far as I'm concerned. Mr. Buddy Guy's Legends. How about that? We'll be right back.
102.1 WLEW, Sunday Night Blues with Ray Fuller and the Blues Rockers, and Wild About You. That's off his CD called Live at Buddy Guy's Legend. And Ray, how can the blues audience here in mid-Michigan find you? And Ray, tell us, what is your favorite blues song?
The best place to find out about me is rayfuller.com. You can find links to CD Baby, other sites to for downloading and purchasing of CDs, and CD Baby does most of our sales, online sales for us.
So, Ray, what is your favorite blues song other than yours?
There's this song Howl Wolf does called How Many More Years, and I just never get enough of that song.
I'll fall on my knees, and baby, I'll raise up my hand. I mean, I'll do for you.
WLEW, Sunday Night Blues with Howlin' Wolf, and How Many More Years. A favorite song by Ray Fuller from Ray Fuller and the Blues Rockers, our guest in the Sunday Night Blues studios. Ray Fuller is an American guitarist, singer, songwriter. Ray has electrified national audiences with his unique take on roots blues and rock. You have shared the stage with most every iconic blues artist from Albert Collins, Roy Buchanan, Ronnie Earl, Matt Guitar Murphy, to name a few, and a very impressive list, I must say. Ray, thanks for sharing your story with us, the blues audience, right here in mid-Michigan on Sunday Night Blues with Philip Ryan.
Bye now.
Coming up here on Sunday Night Blues, our Sunday Night Blues Double Shot.
Gone fishing. It's a sign that means we've locked up and headed off to do something we love. Luckily, there's an entire state dedicated to those little signs. with 19 million acres of woods. Gone biking. Gone golfing. And the world's longest freshwater coastline. Gone rock skipping. Gone sailing. Gone wandering. Meet you on the playgrounds of pure Michigan. Your trip begins at Michigan.org.
Listening to Sunday Night Blues with Philip Ryan on the Cruise Station 102.1 WLEW Bed Axe, Michigan, and streaming on the World Wide Web at SundayNightBlues.net.
Welcome back to Sunday Night Blues. Philip Ryan, your host. Our Sunday Night Blues double shot tonight is Andre Beeson from Hamilton, Ontario. And the request comes from Trish, who is from Bay City, Michigan, a big, huge fan of Andre Beeson. We start off, Trish, and our Sunday Night Blues double shot with Andre Beeson and Soul Survivor on Sunday Night Blues.
Never had a fear of dying. Never worry about growing old. I just pray that when I get there, dumb enough to save my soul. Save my soul. Save my soul. I just pray that when I get there, growing old, I just pray that when I get there, done enough, save my soul. Well, I've never been a praying man, on my knees they dig my hole, I just pray before I'm buried, done enough, save my soul. On the things I stole, I just hold my faith, believing's done enough, save my soul. Well, I've never been a praying man, on my knees they dig my hole, I just hold before I'm buried, done enough to save my soul. We'll be right back.
102.1 WLEW, Sunday Night Blues, with our Sunday Night Blues double shot, Andre Beeson. We heard Soul Survivor and Melting Pie. We want to thank Trish from Bay City, Michigan, for our Sunday Night Blues double shot tonight. If you'd like to hear a Sunday Night Blues double shot, visit our website, sundaynightblues.net. Alice Stewart on Sunday Night Blues tonight with Crazy with the Blues.
My head is reeling. What a feeling. There's something hurting my brain. I feel like screaming. Feel just like a demon. Think I'm going insane. If you knew what I've just been through, you might feel same way I do. I'm going crazy with the blues. Since I heard heartbreaking news, the man I love just put me down. He's spreading his sugar everywhere. He's going out on me. Won't even see me privately. I did everything I knew to make him glad. I gave that man everything I had. Ain't that about enough to drive a good woman mad and crazy with the blues? Just been through, you might feel the same way I do. Crazy with the blues. If I heard heartbreaking news, the man I love, he just put me down. You know and all his sugar every place in town. He's going out on me. Won't even see me privately. I did everything I knew to make him glad. I swear I gave that man. To drive a good woman mad and crazy with the blues. Crazy with the blues. Crazy.
Bye.
welcome, Roger, welcome you.
WLEW Sunday Night Blues, and in tonight's show with Sonny Boy Williamson, and good evening, everybody. We hope you enjoyed tonight's show, brought to you in part by Thumb Cellular, Taos Blues by the Bay, and by the Pasta House located in Kindy, Michigan. You can enjoy a wonderful lunch, relaxing dinner. Also, the Pasta House has a variety of beer, wine, and cocktails. Make your wedding plans or any occasion inside the ballroom at the Pasta House. Check out the Pasta House at Sunday Night Blues. We want to thank Ray Fuller from Ray Fuller and the Blues Rockers for being our guest in the Sunday Night Blues studios tonight. I really enjoyed that interview with Ray Fuller. Make sure you bookmark SundayNightBlues.net, as this is Philip Ryan keeping the blues alive and well from the Sunday Night Blues studios right here on 102.1 WLEW, Bad Axe, Michigan, and streaming on the World Wide Web at SundayNightBlues.net. A very special hello going out to my granddaughter, Jackie. I love you, and I miss you, baby. Take care, blues fans.
Hey, blues fans, this is Eric Steckel. Thanks for tuning in tonight with Philip Ryan here at Sunday Night Blues. You can find us at SundayNightBlues.net as we close out the show tonight with Philip's Highway off of my 2006 release.